What's up, man? All right, guys. Today we're gonna have a quick video from the inside of my restaurant here in Mixi Mall. It's after 9 o'clock Mediterranean time, so I got the gates down. That way we can make this video. Not that anybody cares I'm making a video here, but what the hell? I like privacy, so I'm gonna show you my restaurant. Because I know for a fact Coach Bitch Pill is gonna get all up in my comment section and claim that I'm not in Colombia and all that BS. Well, you know, here I am. So I'm just gonna give you a quick tour of my restaurant. This is the propane switch. It's the master switch. I have it off. This is my oven here. I'm leaving it for about 20 minutes to degrease it. This here is a Zarushi, guys. I got this from Amazon. Believe it or not, guys, over half of my kitchen is actually from Amazon, you know. Amazon will deliver to Colombia for free if it's under $200. There's no customs. So if you order over $35 worth of products and under $200, then delivery to Colombia is free. Now, they're not gonna ship everything. Like, they don't ship smartphones, they don't ship computers, they don't ship food. But if they can ship something to Colombia, most of the time it's, you know, like this thing over here. Well, I don't know if this thing was free shipping or not. This one I bought from PriceSmart. PriceSmart is pretty much the Colombian version of Sam's. It probably is owned by Sam's. So this one here, this is the Zarushi, guys. This is a really good one. I wanted to buy the bigger version of it, which is twice as big, but because it was over $200 by like $4, I'd have been charged like $150 in tariffs, you know. This one I got pretty much, you know, free shipping on that one. This one I bought from Home Center, which is Colombian version of Home Depot. These boxes over here, I'm getting them from a Colombian company. They're like 40, 50 cents a box, I guess. This box is from America, guys. By the way, guys, if you buy some of your... Oh, this is from America. This is from America. You know, whether you buy the shit from Colombia or America, it's probably the same. Like, the good thing about buying my shit from America, it's a little bit higher quality and it will come directly to the mall. I don't have to go pick it up, you know, so that saves me delivery fees and having to pay Uber to take me around town. This stuff I can get from here, guys. Believe it or not, this stuff is actually more expensive than buying the same stuff in America. For example, we have this in America. It actually costs more in dollars to buy this here compared to getting it in America. You know what I told you guys, you know, food overseas in general is actually more expensive than America. This over here, guys, this is za'atar. This is like our secret ingredient, especially for the hummus. There is no za'atar in Colombia. I actually had to get this shit from Publix in America. So, like I said, gonna give you a tour. Oh, I got this from America. I got this from Amazon, a pizza cutter, 16 inches. This one over here, it's a warmer. I got this one from America. Cost me like $200. This over here is a milk froster for my Turkishino. Turkishino is my version of cappuccino, but it's Turkish. I got this from Amazon. This is Paizona. This is really good for our pita pizza. This is a Turkish coffee I have, guys. This is better than Colombian coffee. This is why I had to go to America to get this shit, because they don't have it here. Got my cash register over here. Like I said, guys, I need a point of sale system, because the authorities demand it and the mall demands a point of sale system. It's gonna cost me like $300 to get the point of sale system, but I'll worry about that later. My garbage can over here, gonna take the garbage out when I'm done. Got a ventilator up here, guys. Luckily, I'm the second renter of this place. The guy before me, he put in a lot of work, like the tiles. I pretty much took it over and just moved my shit in and started cooking from day number one. That's my TV up here, guys. Let me give you a tour from the outside. Ain't nobody gonna bitch about us being outside. You know, they're playing loud music outside, you know. Everybody's gone home. It's a Sunday night. You know, the kids are home. They were playing fucking Eminem like 5 minutes ago. So this is my restaurant from the outside. Egyptian shawarma, guys. See, this is the only TV I have. Just divide by four. Like this over here, we sell this in America for $10. I'm selling it for under $4 here, but that's limited time. You know, it actually cost me more to make this here in Colombia than it is to make it in America. Like in America, it cost me like $2 to make this in America. Here, it cost me like $2.50 to make it here, and I'm selling it for a little bit under $4. But that's okay. I'd rather lose money on a product than pay advertising fee that, you know, you'll never see again, you know? That's our truck back in Florida, guys. So this is a restaurant from inside. The mall over here, guys. I told you guys, I mean, again, it's the end of the night. Everybody's gone home. So it's a nice mall. So this is my place over here. So up here, guys, I want to put a Egyptian shawarma logo up here. Here, guys, I want to put like, not a menu, but photos of our food up here. I also want to put a photo of our food here, then like our logo down here, and then I want to put Egyptian shawarma logo up here. So I want the Egyptian shawarma logo up here and an Egyptian shawarma logo up here as well. Like I said, guys, Our problem, guys, is not that people don't like our food. The problem is people don't know what the hell we're doing. They don't know what our food is. Because as you guys saw, other than the TV, which, you know, you really can't see that well. Other than the TV, we don't have any signs. We don't have anything. So people can be like, oh, they make shawarma. Oh, I like what I see. Let me go give these people a try. You know, that's my refrigerator over here. Cash register. Let's see how much money I have. Like 50 pesos. Today was actually a good day. I think I made like, $200 pesos, or about 50 American dollars. I should be making like $200 here, guys, not $50. But again, we've only been here for a couple of days. So as you guys can tell, this is a really nice restaurant. I'm in the middle of cleaning it up. So this is why it looks kind of, by the way, these two Coca-Colas, it's the one without sugar, they're 17 pesos. So that means they're about 8.5 pesos each. Oh, it's 2.5, is it 2.5 liters or 2 liters? I think it's 2.5 liters. You know, I got one of them in the garbage can. Let me go check. Oh, it's actually bigger than what we have in America. So this is 2.5 liters and the cost on it is about 8.5 pesos. So it's about $2.50. Well, no, it's a little bit over $2, maybe $2.25. So This is about $2.25. I think in America it's the same price or a little bit more. Junk food is always cheap for obvious reasons. This thing does some really good rice, man. This is where I do my fries. It's electric, not propane, because propane would have been expensive. Not the propane itself, but the machine. You know, if we actually have a lot of turnover for the fries, I'm gonna get a propane one rather than an electric one, because electricity in Colombia costs a lot of money. So, yeah. Oh, this blender, I got that off of Amazon. That's a mother effing blender. That's a that's an acrylic case if I need it to be quiet, you know. We don't use it that often. We probably use it end of the day or early in the morning. We don't use it when customers here. I paid probably an extra $100 just so I can have it, you know, quiet. But I have to admit, this is a really, really good brand. It goes up to 80 ounces. So if you guys are looking for like a professional restaurant style blender, this would be it over here. So yeah, guys, that's my restaurant for you guys. Nice big space. I believe it's like 20 meters by 20 meters or 20 feet by 20 feet, I guess. So yeah. It actually cost me more to make the food, package the food in Colombia compared to America. But rent is cheap, labor is cheap, so it kind of works out in the end, I guess. So yeah, guys, just wanted to show you my restaurant. That's my backpack here, because I know Coach Fishbill is going to get all up in the comments section, claim it's AI. And just to prove, this is my backpack. Let's see what we have here. Oh, look, what do we have here, guys? What is this? What's this, guys? I don't know what this is, guys. Maybe one of you guys can tell me in the comment section, you know. So, like I said, guys, right now, I want to get this restaurant properly running. That way I can come back to America, focus on the MGTOW party, get the proper treatment I need for my back because of the bitch who fucking hit me head on with the car. So, like I said, guys, $3,500, the restaurant will be properly taken care of, but I can get away with as low as $1,000. $1,000 would be enough to pay the rent, get the point of sale system for their version of the IRS and for the administration of the mall, and then I can worry later on about employees and marketing. As of right now, business is beginning to pick up. People love our food. So as long as I got rent and that machine in the next 3 days, which is like $1,000, that's really all I care for, guys. Would be great if I can, you know, if I can get $3,500, but $1,000 will definitely take care of what I need. Oh, by the way, guys, one last thing. Like, you see this thing, guys? It's not bad. I got it from Home Center, which again is their version of Home Depot. It cost me $10. Okay, this cost me $10, a little bit over $10. But then I got this one from Walmart, and this one cost me what, $13, I believe. You know, if you guys go online, go to walmart.com, anyone in Florida, I guess, and just type in HyperTough 77-piece electronic repair kit, it's either $13 or $8. So obviously, this is a better deal than the one I bought here in Colombia. You know, in a perfect world, guys, you'd buy your tools in America. Again, guys, you know, America is still cheaper when it comes to food and buying made in China crap. But that idiot Trump is changing all that, you know. America might end up becoming more expensive than Colombia. So hopefully that don't happen. But anyway, guys, that's my quick video for today. And if any of you guys want to help out with the restaurant, the Fundocrat is on, the fundraiser is on fundocrat.com. And once I get this taken care of, I'm going to take the fundraiser down. And hopefully I don't have to do that shit ever again, begging for money on the internet, you know. But it is what it is. I didn't expect to get in a car accident. Wasn't, planning for it, you know. Anyway, guys, I'll talk to you later. Peace.